programa, no estás como en una clase típica cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo, lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Found Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome. Good morning. Monday. It's a Monday morning. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Smile. Yes, it's a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. That's from Broadway. Oklahoma is the name of a very, very famous musical. And they made it into a movie. The movie wasn't as good as the Broadway show. I've seen the movie. Didn't convince me. But I haven't seen the Broadway show, the Broadway musical, and it's considered among the best in the history of Broadway. So, welcome to Monday's edition of Richard Vaughan Live. My name's Richard Vaughan. I'm here specifically to teach English. Although I talk a lot and teach less, I think most of my students have an intermediate level or above. And so I prefer to teach along the way. Sobre la marcha, I teach. I dissect the language as I'm speaking. And so it's more of a dynamic flow of a class. But anything above all, especially, there are two ways of saying sobre todo. Mira, estoy aquí porque tengo que ganar dinero, pero estoy aquí sobre todo porque me gusta. But especially, es con e delante en este caso, especially. The word specially, sin la e, is an adverb. Especialmente preparado para ti, specially prepared for you, specially whatever. But when you want to say en especial, sobre todo, in particular, we say especially. 99% of the time. 1% of the time we say above all, or particularly, above all. But above all is a good expression. But there are two problems with it. Basically one problem. Spanish people have trouble pronouncing it right. Two problems. Above, y no above. Above, y la V, above all. Not above all, above all. Above all. Above all, above. My love for you is above love, my dear, my darling. Mi amor por ti supera lo que es el amor. Es por encima del amor. My love for you is above love. So above rima con love. It rhymes. It rhymes with love. Above. Also it rhymes with dove. D-O-V-E. Dove. And dove is una paloma de campo. What you see in the country, not the pigeons. The pigeons are what you see in the city. Flying rats, some people call them. Let's see, words that rhyme with love. All right, let's find out. Dove glove. Yeah, glove. Glove. Of. Of. You know, the Book of Good Love, El Libro del Buen Amor, by the Archpriest of Ita. Yes. Dove, glove, shove, above, gov. Hey, gov. That's a slang word for saying, hey, governor, oye, gobernador. Hey, gov. Let's go have a beer. Let's have a beer, gov. Governor. But of, and love, of course, love, amor. Love, shove. When push comes to shove, that's a very common expression. When push comes to shove. Hmm? My God, how do you say that in Spanish? Cuando las cosas llegan a... no sé. Cuando ya no aguanto más. When push comes to shove, cuando tengo que... Let me look this up. When push comes to shove... When push comes to shove, and it is an American idiom. Por cierto, idiom significa modismo in English. No idioma. I didn't know it was American. I thought it was British as well. When push comes to shove... is an American idiom that describes that critical moment when a decision must be made, when a commitment must be made, when action must be taken to back up words. Pues no, I don't agree. All right. When push comes to shove carries the connotation of escalation. Eso sí. A push being milder than a shove. Claro. To shove is empujar empujones. Shove. The people were shoving me. The first time I went to Moscow, and the only time, in the winter of 1971, late December, I remember the first time I went down to the subway, which is beautiful in Moscow. It's marble with statues. It's really beautiful. But the people, Jesus Christ, be careful because they push you and shove you everywhere. This was in 1971. Now I don't know. Now I don't know. But I was going to write something and I forgot. I forgot what I was going to say. To shove, just simply. Word reference for shove. S-H-O-V-E. Shove. Shove. Let's see. In Spanish, they say empujón. Bueno, eso es sustantivo. Empujar. Pues es empujar empujones. Es empujar fuerte. Push. Cuando el empujar llega a empujones. O sea, cuando tengo que imponer mi criterio, ¿eh? A las duras. That's when push comes to shove. Yes. When push comes to shove. Let me see if I can find. Here, let's see. When push comes to shove. Okay. I can't find, for the moment, a good Spanish equivalent. But it's very common in American English, according to this. Let's see. I can't find a good one here. Let's keep looking. Cuando la situación aprieta. Un poco mi criterio. When push comes to shove. Yes. Si tengo que echar un pulso. And when push comes to shove. But I'm surprised that my British friends don't use this. It's hard for me to believe because it's so common in the U.S. Si la presión viniese a empujar, tendría los brazos fuertes para ello. Okay, I've never heard that expression. All right. Shove. So shove is empujar empujones. Shove. Don't shove me. Shove. Love, dove. The dove of peace is in La Paloma de la Paz. The dove of peace. We don't say the pigeon of peace, by the way. And we don't say the peace dove. Sounds funny. But I can imagine a Spanish learner of English would say, bueno, La Paloma de la Paz es una paloma blanca en los Juegos Olímpicos. It's the peace dove, right? Sounds funny. I imagine people would laugh. Yes, the Dove of Peace. I remember my daughter when she was 6 years old. She had to write something in first grade. She had to write a little story. And the story ended with a person winning the gold medal, the medalla de oro. And she wrote the golden medal. And he won the golden medal. And she showed it to me. And I saw it and I smiled because it sounds funny. Said la medalla dorada, no la medalla de oro. He won the gold, but I didn't correct it. I said, Andrea, it's good. It's good. I didn't want to correct it because she's only 6 or 7 years old, so I don't want to. If it's perfect, the teacher will probably think I did it for her. And so I didn't correct gold. I didn't say, by the way, it's not golden medal, it's gold medal. And when she came back from school the next day, she said, yeah, the teacher said it was good, but she smiled when she read the last part. So the teacher reacted the same way I did. She smiled. She thought, oh, that sounds funny, the golden medal. But she didn't say anything to my daughter, and she accepted it. And then I told my daughter, I said, by the way, we don't say golden medal, we say gold medal. And my daughter said, why didn't you tell me yesterday? I said, I didn't want to. All right. When push comes to shove. All right. Yeah. Let's see if I'm still looking for, as I'm talking to you, I'm still looking for, yes, for good equivalents in Spanish. Con el empujar llega a hacer empujones. ¿Entiendes? But there's a lot of expressions with of. Yes. All of the above. Todo lo anterior. All of the above. Yes. What? Okay, this is a multiple choice test. O sea, un examen tipo test se dice aquí, but we say a multiple choice. De elección múltiple. Which of the following three cities is a European capital? A. London. B. Paris. C. Madrid. D. All of the above. All right. All of the above. Of course, in this case, all of the above. Now, which city is boring? London, Paris, A, London, B, Paris, C, Madrid, D, none of the above. None of the above. Okay, now, this sweater fits like a glove. It fits like a glove. Se ajusta como un guante, como un guante. Yeah, I think you say the same in Spanish. Yes, it fits like a glove. Ooh, you have to treat him with a velvet glove. Yeah. If you're going to deal with Manolo, be careful. Manolo's a problem person. Yeah, but he's the boss. So you need to treat him with a velvet glove. Con guante de terciopelo. Creo que aquí se dice guante de seda. Yes. Hay que tratarle con guante de seda. I think is what you say here. Let's see, a velvet glove. Glove in Espanol, and we can find out. Which do you say in Spanish? Con guante terciopelo, con guante. I think you say guante de seda. A velvet glove. Yes. So, but I can't find a good example. Velvet is terciopelo. Velvet is very soft, very nice to the touch. It was blue velvet. That's a classic song. But I don't know the lyrics. Let's find out the lyrics about blue velvet. Terciopelo azul. There was a movie, a strange movie. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Oh, yeah. I need to start higher. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours. Hours of love I held tightly, etc. Well, it's a pretty song, really, to tell you the truth. A decir verdad. To tell you the truth. Siempre se dice a decirte verdad. Vestía terciopelo azul. Más azul que el terciopelo fue la noche. Softer than satin. Más suave que el satén. Era la luz que despejaba o descendida las estrellas. It's a very, very romantic moment, blue velvet. But there was a movie that was strange with that strange director, really strange director. Let's see, film, blue velvet. Let's see, Terciopelo Azul, blue velvet. Who was the, blue velvet was a 1986 American neo-noir mystery. O sea, cine negro. Thriller. Directed by David Lynch. That's the one. There's a problem with David Lynch. All of his movies or television series that I have seen start very interesting. And for the first half or the first two-thirds, it's really interesting, but they fizzle out. And to fizzle out means they don't, I don't know how to say fizzle out in Spanish, but they just terminan con poca fuerza. To fizzle out. Fizzle, doble Z en medio. Fizzle out, to fizzle out, means just se apagan, se van apagando, se van quedando en nada. Yeah, van perdiendo gas, se desinflan. They fizzle out. Come on. I remember Neil Young. One song called Cowgirl in the Sand, Vaquera en la Arena. Hello, cowgirl in the sand. And he introduced it to the audience. And he says, I'm going to play a new song. And he said, it's called Cowgirl in the Sand. And it starts out real strong and then kind of fizzles out altogether. The audience thought that was pretty funny. Me too. It starts out real strong, realmente fuerte, and then y luego se va apagando, desinflando, and then kind of fizzles out altogether. But which is not true. Cowgirl in the Sand is a brilliant song. Cowgirl in the Sand. I bet you've never heard of it. I know how to play it on the guitar. Hello, cowgirl in the sand. Cowgirl in the sand. Is this place at your command? Can I stay here for a while? Can I see your sweet, sweet smile? Old enough to change your name. When so many love you, is it the same? It's the woman in you that makes you want to play this game. She must be a prostitute. He must be singing to a prostitute and questioning why she prefers, she likes, or she performs that profession. Hello, ruby in the dust. Has your band begun to rust? After all the sin we had, I was hoping that we'd turn bad, etc. It's a really pretty song, the way he played it. He has two versions, a rock and roll fast version, which I don't, well, it's, I like it, but the slow acoustic version is really, really good. Cowgirl in the Sand. And that was in 1971, maybe, 1971. Although this song came out, I think, in 1969. Yes, Old Enough to Change Your Name, which means you're old enough to marry. Because in the Anglo-Saxon world, traditionally, when the female married the male, the female lost her surname and assumed the male's surname, the husband's name. My mother was Mary Jo Vaughan, although her name, her maiden name, say it's a maiden. Maiden means doncella. Her maiden name was Adams, Mary Jo Adams. Mary Jo, I would have loved to have met her when she was 17. She must have been a whirlwind. A whirlwind is un vendaval. A whirlwind is como un pequeño, esos pequeños remolinos de viento. En una zona árida. Yeah, she must have been a whirlwind. And a whirlpool is a remolino de agua, no? I don't know what you call that. Whirlpool. Whirlpool. Whirlwind. Let's look it up. All right, let's look these things up. Whirlwind. A ver lo que dice. Torbellino. Pues sí, la pequeña torbellina. La diminuta torbellina. Vendaval. Whirlwind. And whirlpool is remolino de agua. Dangerous, by the way. Big ones, yeah. You get caught in a whirlpool, you're probably going to die. Now, whirlpool bath could be a jacuzzi. Bañera de hidromasaje is a whirlpool bath. But nevertheless, I'm not teaching whirlwind. I'm teaching cowgirl in the sand. Yes, Neil Young, he's a very good songwriter. One of the best songwriters. I get irritated with him because he gives his political opinions. I don't like actors, actresses, or artists giving their political opinions publicly. I prefer they be more discreet because they have an advantage. They have an advantage that they have a platform. And millions of people follow them. And they take advantage of that to give political opinions. And I don't think that should be. You probably, I'm sure every listener who listens to me regularly knows my political slant. Slant is sesgo o inclinación política. They know it. You know me. But I don't spend time talking about one candidate in favor of another. Very rarely. But a lot of artists do that. And one of the funniest, if you want to laugh a little bit, I'm going to try to find it on YouTube. Let's see, YouTube, John McCain singing Barbara Streisand. Let's see if I, yes. All right. John's McCain, this is just a brilliant, if you want to laugh a little bit, let's see if I have it here. Okay. All right. I can't find it. John McCain, who died about 2 years ago. Here we are, John McCain singing Barbara Streisand. John McCain died about 2 years ago. He was probably about 85 years old. He was for many, many years a senator, a very important senator in Washington, representing the state of Arizona. He was also a pilot in the Vietnam War, and he was shot down by the North Vietnamese, and he was a POW. For 5 years, and he was tortured. POW means prisoner of war, prisionero de guerra, a POW, prisoner of war. In 1967, he was doing a bombing run over Hanoi, and he was shot down, beaten, tortured, starved, and he had to battle recurring bouts of dysentery. 5 years later, he was freed. Later, he became a senator, so he was a special guy. Special guy. And he ran for president in 2008. Barack Obama defeated him because he simply wasn't attractive enough. Barack Obama was so well spoken. Barack Obama had what you call in Spanish, piquito de oro, pico de oro. And it just, hypnotized people, and McCain would have been a better president. But Obama won. And but John McCain got irritated with Barbara Streisand because she was constantly giving her a political opinion, normally not in his favor. So he decided to go on television and to sing songs that Barbara Streisand made famous. People, people who need people. And so he got onto a national television and he said, hey, besides being a politician, I think I can be a good singer. Yes. And so I'm going to sing some songs and to begin perhaps a new career as a singer. And of course, he's not a good singer at all, but he took some of Streisand's most famous songs and sang them, but very badly. People, people who need people are the luckiest people. Okay. And he looked at the audience and said, do you like it? No? Well, now you know how I feel when she talks about politics as if she's an expert. So he was comparing how badly he sang with how bad her opinions were about politics when she doesn't really know the insides, the information, the inside information that the senators know when they make decisions or make statements. But it was funny. John McCain. All right. I've run out of time for this first half hour of Monday's edition. I'll be right back.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad. Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad. Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa. No estás como en una clase típica cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto. Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los 2 Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Listening.
Esto lo que oyes.
To Vaughan Radio. Listening to Vaughan Radio.
¿Qué? ¿Ya has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Si quieres saber qué es eso de Vaughan Play, entra ya en vauganplay.tv y descúbrelo tú mismo. Con el código Vaughan gratis tendrás una semana gratis para navegar por vauganplay.tv y descubrir lo nuevo que te ofrece Vaughan. Vauganplay.tv. ¿A qué esperas?
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back. Okay, second half hour. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Okay, well, if you're ready, let's get going. What do you look like? Do you look like somebody I know? What do you look like? Me, I look like myself. I look like my father. Now, as I've told you many times, I used to look like my mother. I used to look like my mother, but now I look like my father in every way. Even in my carriage, the way I walk, everything, I look like my father. Yes, exactly. When I see myself on television, I say, Dad, is that you? It's freaky. It's scary. I see my father sometimes and just straight right into his face. Maybe I should post. You know, I don't have Facebook or Twitter, so I don't post things for other people to see. I could post a picture of some pictures of my father when he was a pilot, when he was young, 19 years old, 20 years old, a pilot in the Second World War, or maybe much later at 45, and when he was a businessman. So, whatever. But in any case, yes, I look like my father. I resemble him. I don't take after him, in my opinion. I don't take after my father. But I resemble my father physically. To resemble, escrito resemble, is a asemejar, to look like, te asemejas a. You look like, you resemble your father. We don't use resemble so much, we use look like. Yeah? A take after is por forma de ser. You're just like your father. You're just like your mother. I'm more like my mother than I look like my father more than my mother, but I'm more like my mother. Fíjate cómo se dice esto para un nativo. I look like my father more than my mother, but I'm more like my mother. I'm more like my mother. Soy más como mi madre. I take after my mother. To take after and to be like and to take after mean the same thing. You take after your mother, you are like your father. I like your mother. Often when you say you're like your mother, we say just. It is exactamente como tu madre. You're just like your mother. La-di-da. Yes, which means you have trouble saying no to people when they ask you for help. My mother was worse than me. I have trouble saying no. That's my biggest weakness. I have trouble saying no because I always want to help people or please people if they come to me. I don't go out looking for opportunities to help people. I prefer to spend time helping myself, but when people come to me, I always try to find a creative way to help them out. To help them out. Echarles una mano to help them. ¿Por qué añado out? Pues, ¿por qué no? To help them out. To help them out is echarles un cable. To help them out. Yes. And in that way, I take after my mother more than my father. My father was an only child. He was more self-centered. My mother had two brothers. One brother 1 year older than she was, and the other brother 1 year younger. She was sandwiched in between. Sandwicheada. Se usa sandwich, por como la carne que hay entre los dos panes. She was sandwiched between two brothers that were 1 year younger and 1 year older. Yes. The one who was 1 year older was bossy. And the one who was 1 year younger was always causing trouble. Was always stealing her bacon. My mother, she always told me that she loved bacon, comer bacon, at breakfast. And she liked it so much that she saved the bacon for the last. So my grandmother, my mother's mother, she always made, I've told you 1,000 times, she made bacon and eggs for everybody. 2 eggs, maybe 3 strips of bacon, tiras de bacon, strip. 3 strips of bacon and maybe toast or an English muffin or something. And my mother ate the eggs first and the toast. And she saved. Fíjate que salvar, ahorrar, pero como guardar para un uso posterior, se dice to save. And she saved the bacon for last, and her younger brother, Jack, he always took the bacon and put all 3 strips in his mouth and started chewing on it. My mother got angry. Jack, why did you do that? So he was always pulling her leg, but the other brother was bossy. And so she was in the middle. So the last thing in the world my mother ever was self-centered. She was a cutie pie. And my father was an only child, the son of the doctor. And his mother, my paternal grandmother, was bossy. Yeah, and strong-headed. And she was a hunter and a fisherwoman. She was a fisherman. She loved fishing and hunting. She was an outdoors person. And my grandfather wasn't, strangely. I don't know, funny stuff. But to resemble means to look like. To resemble. And to look alike, when two people look alike, you know. When I was growing up, I had friends among 2 different sets of twins. The Payne twins and the Phillips twins. The Payne twins were very, very good at basketball. But the Phillips twins were also very good in basketball. The Payne twins were not really excellent students. They were good students, I imagine, but not excellent students. The Phillips twins were excellent students. The Payne brothers looked just alike. The Phillips brothers didn't look exactly alike. Why? Because Lane Phillips, one of the two Phillips, he had an accident when he was a little boy and broke one of his front teeth and he had to have a cap. He had a capped tooth. I don't know how to say that. I think una funda, and right in the middle, upper middle tooth, one of them. And so it made him look different. So it was easy to tell the difference between the Phillips twins. And after 2 or 3 weeks, it was easy to tell the difference between the Payne twins. But not the first day you met them. Gary Payne was maybe 1/2 inch taller than Larry Payne, and Gary probably weighed maybe 3 or 4 kilos more than Larry. And so, but Gary, both of them have died. Yeah. I found the Gary and Larry Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Gary and Larry Payne, I don't know if I can find them. Maybe if I put the word Tulsa, Oklahoma or something. Larry Payne in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I see if I can find a picture of him. Yes. I found a picture of Gary, probably at the age of 60. And I can't find. It's a picture of him. Let's see what it says. Gary Payne, Condol. Boy, I can't read what it says about him. There's Gary Payne. He was a good basketball player. He and Larry. I remember, but they both died, I think. So, But the Phillips twins, no. Lane Phillips and Lynn Phillips. Lane is a well-known lawyer. He was the youngest federal judge in the history of the United States. Yes. And he left the bench. Fíjate, digo el banco. Un banco de parque, un banco de sentarse es a bench. Pero también es el estrado, o es el donde se sienta el juez. That's called the bench. And so he left the bench about 15 years later, moved to Los Angeles, California, and became one of the first pioneers, pioneros in the United States in ADR, alternative dispute resolution, which in Spanish you call arbitraje, fuera de los tribunales. And the other brother, Lynn Phillips, became a professor, first at a university professor at Harvard, then the University of Chicago, and finally Stanford. And he was for several years, many years, a professor at the Stanford Business School. And then he decided to retire from teaching and to start his own consulting firm, and he became a millionaire with that. The Phillips twins were very high achievement kids. They were number one and number two in Oklahoma in ping pong. I mean, they were the best ping pong players, table tennis players in the state of Oklahoma. Number one and number two. And Lane Phillips, the lawyer, also became a champion, the number one tennis player in central United States in the Missouri Valley Conference. So they were achievers. And it was really quite noticeable that they were achievers, both. And then they had, but their parents, whom I met, especially the mother, they were just normal middle class people. The father, I think, was contratista de obras, just a normal middle class working fellow. They had an older brother that I only saw once. I wonder what happened to him. But these two twins, I think it's because they always competed against each other. They were always competing against each other in ping pong and tennis and basketball, playing together. And I think they just developed an aggressive, ambitious achievement complex that carried through their life, their entire life. The Phillips twins, Lane and Lynn, and you can find pictures of them, especially Lane because of his importance in the world of law. And his son is an actor, Lane Phillips. It's the first three pictures you see is there Lane Phillips. If you go into Google Images, Lane. We did a lot of crazy things together, Lane and me. I spent more time with Lane than with Lynn. We did some things we shouldn't do, eh? I mean, he became a federal judge. Yeah, he would have sent himself to jail for one month if he, the things he and I did together. I mean, we were good kids, but we weren't as pure as the driven snow. And his son is an actor, fairly well known. So not even his kids. I'm looking at pictures of him and remembering the things we did. Lane Phillips, quite a guy. Quite a guy means todo un tipo. And there's his wife, a picture of his wife. All right. It's funny now with the internet how you can find people from 40, 50 years ago. It's quite fun. Then Lynn, L-Y-N-N. L-Y-N-N. You can find him as well. The very first one, Lynn Phillips. And you can see, if you look at Lynn Phillips and at Lane Phillips, you can see that perhaps they're twins. Although Lynn, I think, overcame an important illness similar to cancer. And some type of lymphatic. I can't remember what it was. Or leukemia or something. And he's thinner, much thinner than Lane. But it's interesting. Interesting guys. Twins. Must be strange to grow up as a twin, you know, in which there's another person that looks just like you and perhaps acts just like you. Who knows? But it was interesting. Twins. I've never gone out with twins, as far as I can remember. Girls. Okay, to look like, they didn't look just alike. To look alike. Con la palabra alike. Todo junto. A-L-I-K-E. Yes. My God, Richard, you and Robert Redford look just alike. No, we don't. One girl, when I was 14, said Paul McCartney and I look just alike. And I said, you're crazy. No way. To look just alike. All right. Things, Richard, tell me things you're used to doing. Things I'm used to doing. Things I'm used to doing. Cosas. Que te cuente cosas. Que estoy acostumbrado a hacer. Things I'm used to doing. Well, I'm used to teaching English. I've been doing it since the 13th century, probably. So I'm used to teaching English. I'm used to correcting people is. I'm used to telling people, I'm used to talking about seals and sea lions. About what? I'm used to talking about seals and sea lions. I don't understand what you're saying. Estoy acostumbrado a hablar de las focas y los leones marinos. Huh? Yes, I'm used to talking about seals and sea lions. And why is that? Because I've many years ago, I got tired of hearing people say, you aren't my teacher, aren't, no. First of all, I said, Juno, you. Y aren't, no, es aren't, es aren't. Aren't, like the sonido que hacen las focas en la zo. Aren't. As you see, the adn are not, the contraction. So I'm used to doing that. I'm used to talking about seals and sea lions. I'm used to working for a living. I'm used to getting up early. What other things am I used to doing? I'm used to paying taxes. There's nothing new about that. I do it every year. The first time I paid taxes in my life, in which I had to sit down and prepare a tax return, I think it was in 1976. When I came to Spain, people didn't pay taxes directly. I noticed that. People didn't. Impuestos sobre la renta de personas físicas came after the death of Franco. Before Franco, you didn't have to pay taxes. but you paid indirectly. Impuesto de tráfico de empresas, el ITE, I remember. But I don't know how. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people did pay taxes. I just don't remember that. When I didn't notice it. Existía el IRPF durante Franco? I don't know. Con Franco no se pagaba IRPF, ni IVA. It's true. It says here. Let's see what it says here. Let's see. Con Franco no se pagaba IRPF ni IVA y el impuesto de sociedades era del 5%. ¿Por qué España funcionaba? No había 420,000 políticos. No había 300,000 liberados sindicales. No se financiaba la COE. No había comunidades autónomas. No había tanta corrupción. Well, I don't know. Tanto gasto descontrolado, quizás. So, it is true when I came here, there was nobody paid taxes directly. But maybe the gasoline tax. There were a lot of indirect taxes, which is regressive, really. But it's also true that Healthcare was not as good. The streets and roads and highways were not very good. And so really, you didn't have much return on the tax investment. I remember when I came to Spain in 1972, I immediately started hitchhiking. And I only remember three superhighways. Very good. Say motorways. Autopistas o autovías. Only three. One was from Seville to Cádiz. Sevilla, Cádiz. I remember that. Another was from Zaragoza to Barcelona. El actual autopista de peaje. And the third was from Madrid to Colmenar Viejo. Going out to Tres Cantos and then Canto Blanco, Tres Cantos. And that was it. That was it. All the rest of the highways were one lane in one direction and one lane in the other. I remember the Burgos Highway was dos carriles. One to Burgos and one to Madrid. And the Toledo Highway and the Andalusia Highway, they were all the same. The Valencia Highway. But, and so it was, Spain was a second world country. Not third world, but Spain was a second world country. But nobody paid taxes directly. But also the salaries were very low. So they still are. Spain salaries are low in general. It's always surprised. It's always for me a mystery when I go out and walk in the streets when the weather is nice and the terraces are full of people. And I think, wow. Where does the money come from for all these people out here having beers and tapas and things? Anywhere you go to San Sebastian, you go to Eibar, you go to Seville, you go to Montilla, and you have people out spending money. Spending money. And then you see the salaries, and salaries in Spain are not very high. Some exceptions, I imagine, but salaries are not very good in Spain. But I don't know. I think it's the family unit, things like this that make... I have no idea. But no se pagaba IRPF, and it's true. No había IVA, pero había ITE. But I don't remember the Impuesto de Tráfico de Empresas, el ITE. But people paid that as well. It was included in everything you bought. And of course, if you had a car, I think there was a gasoline tax. But there's still a gasoline tax today. Half of the, I think it's 54% of the price of a liter of gasoline goes to the state. It doesn't go to Repsol or to BP or to one of the oil companies. So, I don't know. But let's go on. Things I'm used to doing. I'm used to paying taxes. I'm used to getting up early. I'm used to getting up early. So much so that now I simply wake up. You know, I don't use my alarm clock anymore. You know, my cell phone has an alarm clock, and so I don't use it. But it's the coffee maker. As I've told you, I moved the coffee maker from the kitchen to my bathroom. And when it starts, it wakes me up. But usually I wake up before the coffee maker. And then I push the button and turn it on before the normal time. And the coffee starts making coffee. And then I sit down and with a tablet and a coffee and catch up on the news. Ponerme al día con las noticias. To catch up on, not to update. To update is actualizar algo. But ponerme yo al día is to catch up on. To catch up on the news. And so, for example, this morning for the news on, we're approaching the, I think we're about 9 days away. Let's see, I think it's next Tuesday of next week. Let's see, what day is today? Today is Monday the 26th, which means Halloween is The 31st. That's next Saturday. All Saints Day is Sunday the 1st. Monday the 2nd, I believe, is a holiday in Spain. And Tuesday the 3rd is the elections in the United States. So by the 4th, we'll probably know whether Joe Biden or Donald Trump has been elected president, but there's been a lot of controversy with the elections this year. I don't know why the United States has trouble with the electoral process. In Spain, they do it very well, in my opinion, con las urnas físicas, papeletas físicos. It's just well done. And usually in Spain, by 11 o'clock or 11:30 in the evening, the results are fairly clear. It's very efficient. This is one case where the Spanish organization runs circles around the American organization. Of course, the country is smaller, but nevertheless, it's done much better here. I would transfer the classical Spanish way to the United States. In the U.S., they try to do it electronically, and it creates more problems, I think, than solutions. I'll be right back.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. ¿Qué? ¿Ya has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Si quieres saber qué es eso de Vaughan Play, entra ya en vauganplay.tv y descúbrelo tú mismo. Con el código Vaughan gratis tendrás una semana gratis para navegar por vauganplay.tv y descubrir lo nuevo que te ofrece Vaughan. vauganplay.tv. ¿A qué esperas?
¿Quieres tener un profesor Vaughan? ¿Quieres tener toda la intensidad de una clase Vaughan desde casa? Te lo ponemos muy fácil. Clases Vaughan a través de videoconferencia. Una de las modalidades cada vez más demandada. Curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. No importa dónde te encuentres. Con las clases a través de videoconferencia, tendrás tu clase Vaughan con un ritmo de clase brutal. Nunca te vas a aburrir. Nunca vas a perder la concentración. Pruébalo, dinamismo e intensidad. Llama al 911-333-5833. 911-333-5833. Eso si estás en Madrid, porque en Barcelona puedes llamar al 93-339-8687.
93-339-8687.
Si lo que quieres es resolver en inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a